Chapter 2. Since the recent move back to her parents' house, Daisy had fallen into a routine on Saturday mornings of an early walk followed by a coffee in the village cafe and shop. Occasionally, Nina came with her, but as a fell runner, Nina found Daisy's outings too sedate, and so they usually just met up whenever they could. Today, as she set off away from the village, Daisy was still yawning after the late night with Nina yesterday evening. They'd devoured the sushi Nina had brought and had sat out in the garden long after dark, the evening warm even without the sun. Daisy had still been distracted by the encounter with the cyclist and had shared the accident with Nina, unable to help admitting that she wished she could contact him, try and find out if he really were all right. Clever and intuitive, it hadn't taken Nina long to guess that Daisy's cyclist wasn't a middle-aged man or older, but somebody far more unsettling and attractive. Daisy couldn't explain her interest any better than confessing she was worried about him, and Nina had sympathised, knowing they had no real means of identifying him. Daisy had collected many walks over the years, but her favourite was still a footpath that climbed to a broad limestone pavement and eventually petered out through fields at a farm just beyond the village. Once a thriving business, now the farm was a quiet old place where the widowed farmer lived alone, chugging around the fields on a muddy quad bike with his faithful sheepdogs ever present. For years, Edwin Rawlinson had trained point-to-point racehorses and hadn't been able to part with the last two when he'd given up his license. Too young for retirement and not knowing any other life, a dapple grey gelding and chestnut mare grazed the fields and pulled at bales of haylage to keep them fed in the winter months. Daisy could never pass by without stopping to talk to them. The horses knew her and would always make their way over, knowing she came armed with treats. She had loved riding once too, had thrived on the rush of adrenaline that came with exercising the pointers and the thrill of feeling at one with the horse underneath her.